Okay, your suit is green. I've installed Mamai's language codex, so you should be able to chat. I've set the railgun to minimum. Your launch should feel like a good kick in the butt.
Great, thanks.
Remember, the suit gyro will keep you stable. Only use your suit thrusters in a life or death emergency, or you'll be remembered as the guy who killed the first Annie being we ever met.
Good thing you reminded me.
Brad, you don't have to go through with this, you know.
What, and miss out on the first ever contact with an anti-being? No way.
The risks aren't pretty. A breath of solar wind could wipe you out.
That's why we're in the shadow of their planet. I'm more worried about plasma from our engines wiping him out.
That's why we're in orbit. Seriously, a grain of comet dust could kill you.
Yes, I know. But this is worth the risk.
Mamai is in position with the anti-being. His measurements indicate a good, clean vacuum. Our orbit gives you a maximum of 16 minutes before we re-enter the solar wind.
Only time for a short chat then. Okay, here goes. Wish me luck.
Good luck. Try to be anti-social.
Oh, stop. Your antipathy's killing me.
Power. Maximum. Status. Clear.
Hatch opening. I'll wait here in my suit in case I need to get you. All right, ready in 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
How was the launch for you?
Invigorating, thanks.
Can you see them yet?
Negative. Spinning too fast.
Okay, you should stabilize in a few seconds.
Wow, they have a beautiful planet.
Why? Because it looks a lot like Earth?
I suppose so. Pity we can't ever visit.
I'm glad there are habitats out there humans will never be able to trample.
Okay, the suit's locked onto them. I have them on optical now. Full zoom. They're coming quite fast.
Yeah, Mamai is in his antimatter shell, so he'll only begin decelerating once he passes you. That way you won't be killed by his plasma.
Roger that. They're passing me now.
Brad, this is Mamai Soliton. We've begun decelerating and we'll be with you in 30 seconds. We'll come up alongside you slowly, about 4 meters apart.
Copy that, Mamai. My suit is green.
Looking good. Coming up nice and easy. You'll have about 10 minutes face time.
It's strange. They're giving off a blue-green shimmer and... Hey, what the?
What is it?
They've just disappeared.
Come again?
Now they're back.
Brad, are you sure you're okay?
Affirmative, but they just popped in and out of existence. Hey, they've just disappeared again.
Okay, don't panic. The Advantage says that their EM radiation is circularly polarized, same as your visor's default setting, which would make them disappear at certain angles. She's switching your visor to vertical polarization.
Ah, thanks. That's better. Should have thought of that myself.
Hello, Brad. Allow me to introduce you to Adama. His speech is faster than yours, so I will repeat the translation at a convenient speed for you. Adama, this is Brad.
Hello, Adama.
Greetings, Brad. How are you feeling?
I feel happy to be alive. Mamai, what are all these sparks between us?
Off-gassing from your bodies. When your particles collide with our antiparticles, they annihilate each other and give off light. Should be safe if you don't get any closer. It's also causing the static in your comms link.
My people have waited a long time to meet an intelligent race from the stars.
Allow me then to offer you the friendship of Gaia, and of all the members of my galaxy, the Milky Way.
How many intelligent species are there in the Milky Way?
We do not know, but there are many, and many which have yet to be discovered.
Then how did you discover us in a different galaxy?
We found a gateway by accident.
You are referring to the subway Mamai Soliton told us about?
Yes. My people have only just begun to explore its pathways.
Yes. You have much to explore. We have not been so lucky.
Why?
According to Mamai, our antimatter particles are a very small minority in the universe.
That is true, and it makes you special. Gaia will be very interested in scientific studies of your system. Your people stand to gain great knowledge and almost unlimited energy.
I believe it. But my people are afraid. They have learned how very vulnerable we are.
I understand their fear, but I'm certain that Gaia will protect your system from any hostile visitors in the future.
I feel encouraged by your words, and hope we can correspond with each other in writing.
I would like that, but there are technical difficulties to overcome.
Mamai and I have discussed this, and he thinks it is possible.
Oh? I'm glad to hear it.
Brad, time to head back.
It is time for me to get back to the safety of my ship.
Thank you for taking the risk of a physical meeting. I am happy it was possible.
I too am happy, and hope we can meet again.
Warning.
Goodbye, Adama.
Suit fabric contamination.
Brad, allow me to bid you farewell also. I have decided to stay here, and have volunteered my services as Gaia's ambassador to the Anti-Stark.
I had a feeling you might stay.
Well, since I left my matter shell, I have felt what it is to be alive. And now I cannot imagine leaving my new home.
I am happy for you, Mamai.
Warning.
Please, keep in touch.
Oh, I intend to. One of my tasks is to study the artifact further.
Excellent.
Warning.
We'll be eager to hear your findings.
Brad, get your ass back here now.
You must go. Goodbye, Brad.
Ship's log. Again we make for home with a plethora of unanswered questions, but at last we have concrete evidence that a race of super beings existed at least once. Even if we never find them, this fact will have profound effects on the course of our civilization. Were the super beings who created the artificial Abbey star systems the same beings who built the subway? What other grand engineering projects do they realize? Could it be they actually created anti-life that evolved into the intelligent beings we made contact with? The chances of life independently starting up in such isolation are very small. And if they did, what for? To study the higher order properties of antimatter? Perhaps it was just a scientific experiment to help them answer fundamental questions about the universe. The anti-Stark will certainly teach our physicists a lot. The biggest question is, where are they now? And if they still exist, whether they have been alerted to our presence by their artifact. Private log. Surely it must be that Gaia is entering a new era. If luck and wisdom fail us, the anti-Stark discovery could lead to endless wars and destruction. On the other hand, this unlimited supply of energy might very well make us Gaians the upstart super beings in our corner of the universe. One question that will surely occupy Gaia is whether a young race of super beings can succeed without the mentorship of older super beings. The stakes are up 10,000-fold, and our search now has new urgency. End private log, full advantage, the anti-stock.
Thank you.